From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Florida health officials say four people have been infected with the Zika virus through mosquito bites, possibly the first case of that infection in the United States. Previously, Zika transmission had been limited to people who had traveled to Latin America and gotten it there or through sexual contact with an infected person. Florida Governor Rick Scott says the infections are confined to a small area.
All four of these people live in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. And the Florida Department of Health believes that active transmissions of this virus could be occurring in one small area, in Miami-Dade County, and it's just north of downtown.
The virus has been linked to birth defects in babies, including what's known as microcephaly, where children are born with small heads and neurological disorders. Florida has requested $15 million in emergency Zika funding to collect and test mosquitoes and to provide Zika preparedness programs. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it has provided $8 million. Computers at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee have been hacked in an attack similar to a recent one at the Democratic Party's headquarters. The committee raises money for Democratic candidates for the House of Representatives. Last week, WikiLeaks released 20,000 DNC emails it said were given to it by an anonymous hacker. Some of the emails featured DNC officials disparaging presidential candidate Bernie Sanders of Vermont, which enraged many of his supporters who claimed the party was tipping the scales in favor of Hillary Clinton. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started a bus tour of a pair of battleground states on Friday. The Democratic nominee said during a kickoff rally in Philadelphia that her first 100 days in office would see the biggest investment in new jobs since World War II.
I think that we've got to have more good jobs. We've got to raise wages. We've got to tackle inequality. We've got to make this economy work for everyone, not just those at the top.
Republican nominee Donald Trump held a rally in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He criticized Clinton for what he called her dishonesty in dealing with missing emails from her private server when she was Secretary of State.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. Lying? How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Trump also said that Clinton's chief rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, in his words, sold his soul to the devil when he agreed to support Clinton. The United Nations says that Russia should leave the management of the humanitarian corridors it plans to establish in the beleaguered Syrian city of Aleppo to the UN and its humanitarian partners. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN Special Envoy says he has serious questions about Russia's proposal.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the UN now has had a chance to consider the initiative, which was issued Thursday, and has several suggestions to improve it. He says the safety of all those wanting to leave eastern Aleppo must be ensured, and that, he says, means putting on indefinite hold the fighting that has trapped hundreds of thousands of civilians without access to humanitarian aid. De Mistura says the United Nations and its partners have long experience in organizing complex aid operations. He says they are best suited to manage the smooth running of Russia's escape corridors in eastern Aleppo. He says no one should be forced to leave Aleppo, and those who do decide to leave through the corridors should be given the option of going to areas of their own choosing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One police officer was killed and another seriously injured in a shooting early Friday in San Diego, California. The shooting took place in a neighborhood where the two officers had made a routine stop. An emergency radio call for help followed almost immediately. One of the officers, according to San Diego Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman, was killed. The shootings come after recent high-profile incidents involving police shootings of black men and the killings of several officers in Dallas, Texas, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.